Hello and welcome to Unity in Silver Spring's second spiritual living podcast. I try to pay attention to what folk are saying in the ministry. And every now and then I hear conversations and things are said to me. And people sometimes seem to be struggling with this ministry, struggling with the sermon, struggling with the ideas presented in the classes. I say, you know, it's good, but it's impractical. It's over my head. You know, Reverend, I listen to your sermons, and it's, you know, they're heavenly, but they're no earthly good. But then they think to themselves, when I really examine everything that he's saying, all he's talking about is God's allness. He's just merely saying God is the only presence, God is the only power. And certainly I don't disagree with that. But yet I can't seem to make sense of this ministry in any practical sense anyway. Well, if you're one of those who feels that way, let me make a suggestion to you of what you can do to make this ministry practical for you. Fine. You know, listen, every Sunday I preach a sermon that contains many ideas. They may be focused on one theme, many ideas. 52 sermons a year. That's information overload. Just take one idea, just one, that you can wrap your whole heart around. It's just one idea. It doesn't matter what it is. And build from there. One of our church members, she said, I've been hearing you preach for a long time. She said, but the one idea that really stuck with me is from Lessons in Truth, just that one idea, God loves me. She said, I even have this on my mirror. Every day, every morning, I remind myself of this. Throughout my day, I remind myself of this. Just this one idea, God loves me. Now, that might not be your idea. You might take something else. I remember as a teenager, the one idea that stuck with me for a long, long time was that one idea, pain, sickness, poverty, old age, and death cannot master me because they are not real. For some reason, I could just wrap my entire being around this. I don't know what your statement will be, but find that one and build on it. Contemplate this statement in the morning. Contemplate it at night. Throughout the day, remind yourself of this statement. And don't use it as a lucky charm or a talisman trying to do some magic work with it. Just remind yourself of its truth. And take it into the silence and ask your own God consciousness for clearer understanding of this truth. And believe you me, you will get this clearer understanding. And as you do this every day, the first thing that will happen is you will have an increased understanding of this one statement. An increased understanding of this one statement. But it doesn't stop there. But more practically, you will see this one statement come alive as a real presence and a real power in your life. Oh, that I guarantee you. And furthermore, from a selfish standpoint, this ministry will make sense to you, more sense, because any statement of truth contains every statement of truth. And as you explore your one statement in silent prayer, everything else starts to gel and make sense for you. So if you are wrestling or struggling with this ministry, thinking it's not practical, work with this idea. And you will surprise yourself with the practicality of this ministry.